Friends, kiddos, you've heard this story before, I'm sure of it. This is one that I love to tell you because it always amazes me to remember this story. You do remember that I grew up on a hill just outside of Tupelo. JK for sure remembers the Tupelo part. Tupelo, Tupelo, Tupelo. Anyway, at the bottom of our hill was a small pond, and my dad usually kept it stocked with catfish. Because of the water and the surrounding woods, we also pretty regularly ran across some other unwanted critters. This is the story of a Sunday afternoon about one of those times. Since I was the baby of the family, I became Aunt Kathy at the ripe old age of 10. My niece Kate and I were very close. Even though she lived in Oxford, we saw each other every chance that we could get. On that Sunday afternoon when Kate was 2 years old, had spent the weekend with us, her parents and my parents were involved in a Southern goodbye. Y'all know what that is, right? When you're standing at the door and your parents have said it's time to go and you stopped playing and then they won't stop saying goodbye and they're talking. That was what was happening. So Kate, of course, was getting restless at how long that was taking to get out the door. And I asked if I could take her on a walk outside. My brother said yes, but to stay nearby so that when they called and said, hey, it's time to go, I would hear them. I decided that we would just make a circle around the outside of the house, staying pretty much in the yard. And Kate and I were definitely taking our time looking around. I was starting to get sad that she would be leaving soon. We had made it around one side of the house, went down the steps and up the steps, the next set of steps, around the front of the house in the grass and looking at the trees. And we were on the other side with only the backyard to go before we returned to where we began. Kate was walking to my right, just a few feet, and I saw something lying in the path just a few steps ahead of her. You know what that was, don't you? If you're listening to this with your parents, you can go ahead and tell them, because I'm sure you remember that just ahead of my sweet 2-year-old precious niece was a large water moccasin. I had been taught to be still and not make sudden movements when I would see a snake, but Kate, she was too young to know, and she certainly didn't see what was ahead. Very firmly, I said, Kate, stop! And she did. It still amazes me to think about. If that had been me, I probably would have kept on walking, asking questions on why somebody wanted me to stop. I would be arguing because we were almost back to our parents. Why would somebody want me to stop? Or just arguing because, you know, just because. I would have just kept going, but not Kate. She stopped. She heard my voice and obeyed. I quickly but carefully, so as not to disturb the snake, grabbed her up and went running as fast as I could, right back around the same path we had just walked. As I ran up to our back door, I frantically and out of breath said, snake! There's a snake in the yard! Kate almost stepped where the snake was. There's a snake! And so my brother and dad went very quickly and got rid of the danger. Kate and I were safe. I've thought about that so many times, about why Kate obeyed me. I was only 12 years old. I was the one she played with. We had a really special relationship. She knew that I loved her. She loved me. My voice was firm when I told her to stop. She stopped, y'all. She obeyed and consequently was safe. My friends, your parents can often see danger that lies just ahead of you. Not necessarily always physical danger, but they can know when you're getting ready to make a dangerous choice or something that might be a dangerous temptation. Y'all, even when you want to question or to argue or to ignore them, you can trust them. Even if you don't agree or like what your parents tell you, it is important to obey. Obey because they love you and you love them, and it's what God tells us. It's also the same for obeying God. It is hard when we want to have our own way. Y'all, that is strong. Our own way is strong and big. But remember, as we sang at Vacation Bible School this year, Jesus, your way is better. I hope that you're kind of singing the song in your head and doing the dance in the car. It was a fun song, Your Way's Better. Hopefully that and this story will help you remember what God's Word tells us over and over. From Ephesians 6:1, we are reminded, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's right, and it's better. Obedience is always better than rebellion. If you don't believe me, stop and think about Adam, Eve, and the fruit. Don't you wish they had obeyed? Aren't you glad that my sweet little niece obeyed so that my story has a happy ending? I enjoyed getting to share it with you one more time again. Thanks for listening, and I will see you soon.